And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Do we have a fun show for you this morning? The Ekstroms are in the house. We're going to be talking all kinds of fun fishing. We're going to be talking Fisherman's Processing, Royal Star, Fisherman's Landing, and just a lot of great time. There's excellent, unbelievable fishing that seems to still be happening in the middle of winter. It's just a great time here on Let's Talk Hookup, and we're looking fun. Hanging and talking to you, Pete Gray out of the studio, just recovering from a little procedure yesterday. Everything's great there, but Corey and I are going to have a fun time talking fishing with you, as long as Barely and Tim, you stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Holiday rush continues at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The Ford year-end sell-a-thon is on, now through January 2nd. Get our best offers across the most popular Ford trucks and SUVs. From America's best-selling Ford F-Series truck for 48 years to the capable Bronco family of SUVs. Even the all-electric standouts like Mustang Mach-E and F-150 Lightning. Get ready to power through whatever the season brings in a Ford. These are the season's biggest savings on an incredible selection of Ford vehicles. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. We need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations, better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Well, as you can hear for our friends that are watching us or trying to watch us, unfortunately no camera right now, but we got our main IT guy in here trying to get things worked on. But in the meantime, we're going to have a lot of fun hanging out and talking to you, and so excited that Tim and Marilee are joining us this morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning. What a beautiful day.
Right?
Beautiful sunrise.
I mean, Tim, I know that you know, but this has been the most fun winter time at Fisherman's Light that I can remember yet in all the years working here. The bonita have bit every day, like the half day goes every day like it's the middle of summer. The multi-day and long-range fishing has been unseasonably great. Marilee, I can't imagine how busy you guys have been this fall and winter. Like, it seems like every morning that I walk outside and see the Royal Star come in, the piles are huge. It's just things are just buzzing still in what normally is a little bit of a slow time of year. It's been really fun to watch.
And in classic form, 35 years with this guy, and he'll still say, "Oh yeah, we got some fish for you."
Yeah, that's exactly it. So that's that's exactly what, you know, that's exactly what it's been. I mean, it's just been a big busy time. How is Fisherman's Processing? Before I say anything else, I just need to say what an awesome job you have done with having kind of the helm at Fisherman's Processing. It's never run smoother. It's never been faster. It's so streamlined. And I know that was kind of one of your goals when you stepped on board to kind of put things in the most right direction possible. And man, what hats off! What a fantastic job you've done. It is a well-oiled machine over there.
Well, that means the world to me to hear you say that, because our whole goal is just to keep it seamless. 6 to 8 bags.
Sure, sure.
To go through, and that's a one-minute cycle for 6 to 8 bags. You've got 500 pounds of fish.
Yeah.
It's going to take us a minute. You know,
it's just like, it's that. I love it. I love this.
Yeah, the fact they have to be so meticulous about drying the inside of the bag so it forms that good seal.
Yeah.
That's really, I mean, like I watched, you know, in the efficiency mode, it's like, where can we make this better?
Yeah.
That's that one thing, man. I mean, you can't put that chunk in the bag without getting a little bit on the, you know,
exactly.
So you got to dry that out.
But there again is the Fisherman's Processing quality, because you don't sacrifice that. Because you do know that, like, if you just ramrodded all those things through, sure, maybe you'd knock it out an extra minute faster, but it's not the quality that everybody's come to know from Fisherman's Processing.
Like, yeah. That's the, you know, you can't help but notice how it's that table ready product, and it's what we've always promoted. You know, the guys take that little bit of extra time to trim all that red meat off,
yeah.
All that bloodline, all that sinew and tendons, all this. So you cut it out of that bag, dry it out with paper towel, and you start cutting your steaks. Yeah. And there's no additional trimming to do.
Every piece is perfect. Whether it's from the north end of the tuna or the south end, like everyone, there's no little 3-inch tail triangle that ends up in the bag. Like every single piece is just right.
Well, if you want that 3-inch triangle, I'll put it in.
Okay, yeah. Right.
Come on now.
Well, I don't, and I appreciate that my triangle is not in there. The other thing that I was so stoked with, and it was a service that I know we have talked about here a bunch, and Mary, you talked about how easy it is, but it was the first time this season that I used it was, I got a 2 and 3 year old at home. Like my days of fishing with Tim on the long trip have taken a very short pause, and I'm very excited to press the play button again soon. But right now, like I haven't had a chance to go long range fishing in 4 seasons now. I had a great buddy. He went fishing on the Royal Star, and I he was nice enough to give me a fish, and I made a reservation on my own, not on the boat. Here it is. Talked to Merrily. Oh, he's number 6. Okay, no problem. We'll be ready for him. Completely separate of his order, when that boat came in, Rick had a reservation on that day for that fish, and it happened as if I was fishing the same. It was so crazy easy to do. If you got a friend that's going on the boat and you don't want to burden them with a processing bill of your fish, I mean, how easy did you guys make it? It's crazy.
Yeah, that's nice to hear. That's the goal. And then we just re-tag it at the top of the dock, and you know, everybody just stays calm, cool, and collected.
Totally.
Like it's all solvable. Like we're not splitting the atom. We're just splitting fish. Like we got it.
And that's really, you know, that's really the trend now.
I'll bet.
There's, you know, we all know that fishing can be so good, and the volume of fish one can accumulate over the course of 5 days, 10 days, whatever it may be, is generally way more than somebody can use. And in a lot of cases, a lot more than one angler wants to pay a processing bill for, because, you know, it'll get pretty steep. But no, that we have anglers, they've got a whole network of friends and family that, you know, hey, so, and it's just like you said, they call and make a reservation, or they'll divide their catch out among 3, 4, 5 different family members or friends. And
totally.
I mean, what a great way to share in the bounty of the trip. And like you said, you know, kind of offset a little bit of the financial
100%.
Burden, because it can be costly.
You kidding me? I'm going to get a Royal Starred RSW Wahoo and a tuna. Like, right. Don't worry about the bill, buddy. I got that. Yeah. I got that handled. Like,
and it's way cheaper than going down to, you know, one of the local.
You think?
about a tenth of the price. You know?
That was one of my favorite comments that Dallas made years and years ago. But it was when we first had Wyatt, and Wahoo is like a staple favorite. You know, some Wahoo fish tacos at the house, and we had run out. The well had officially gone dry, and you know, we're busy. We got 2 kids at the house. He goes, well, why don't we got someone. Maybe you could do a 3-day or something and go get us some more Wahoo. I'm like, man, we're going to need to go a little bit longer than that to make that happen. But I got a good bud that's fishing right now. Let me see if I can make something happen.
Well, this certainly was a good year for that.
Oh, my God. Tim, how?
I'm telling you, this is just, once again, it's always, back in the good old days. It's like the good old days are still
right here.
Yes. This was very reminiscent of Wahoo fishing when I was, you know, when I started long range fishing in the late 80s, early 90s. This is what it used to be. The fall was, you know, there was a lot of fish, not just scattered on the banks, but you'd find fish offshore on the flotsam, the kelps and the like, but also the size average. The size average typically of the ridge fish was 40 to 70 pounds.
Okay.
And that's what it was this year. You know, occasionally you get 25, 28 pounder, but I mean, there were no, I'll save you the boat term, but there were no small ones. Anyway, they were all nice ones.
It was like crazy.
35, 40, 50. We were catching 50, 60, 70 pounders every day.
What was so fun to watch from the beach was all the different ways that you guys caught them. Oh, Tim was on the ridge and Brian was at the rocks, and the XL was offshore in a kelp, and the Royal Polaris was at the top of the ridge, and they were it seemed like everywhere somebody was, there was a shot at having tremendous Wahoo fishing.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure is good to spread everybody out. Like
phenomenal. Phenomenal. Nothing worse than having one little pocket that just gets pounded on the ridge, you know, whatever it be, one of the banks on the ridge. No, all that offshore fish. I mean, back in the, you know, again, going back in the day, that was really, you know, it was great to have them mixed in on the banks, but the bread and butter was offshore. Okay. That's where the big hits were.
Yeah.
You know, if you really wanted to get the big score, you went out looking for something floating, you know, with a kelp, or dead whale, log, whatever it may be. But that's where the real, you know, scores were. And again, this year, we haven't seen that in so long. I always, you know, talk about the age myself, but we've got a whole generation of operators now that they've never done that kind of fishing. Like,
sure.
I'm not saying they've never looked for kelps, but they've never seen really good wahoo fishing on kelp. So all the, you know, it's old guys, hey, you got to look, you know, look for a kelp and way out. And, you know, it's just young guys, man. They're like, yeah, those guys are fool. They don't believe you. They don't. When all they see it themselves or do it themselves, they don't believe you. And then we started putting together some catches, and all of a sudden everybody fanned out. And then next thing you know, everybody's catching, you know, making these incredible catches on these beautiful wahoo offshore. So I guarantee you now we've got a whole generation of guys. They'll never drive by those kelp.
Right?
They'll take an extra hour a day. Like, totally. You know, it's like, yeah, let's leave a little early and look for a kelp on the way out to the rocks because you might get one. So
when Taro was in here a couple weeks ago, he mentioned the 10 years or nine or 10 years he spent on the Angler looking for that wahoo kelp. It never, ever happened.
Yeah. I mean, there was a huge void, a huge void. And, you know, no, it's, again, it's just fishing. It just cycles. But going back to it, what a great – this is by far – we've had good wahoo years. You remember some of those years 4, 5, 6 years ago, Laos Rocks, where it just kept pumping out hundreds and, you know. But this one
– this is a special one.
You know, again, it's like going back to the good old days, man. This is how it used to be. And it was great distribution, too, because, again, that fish offshore, everybody gets in on it. And it's not like the one boat made the score and everybody else goes and gets the spoils. You know, I mean, it was well distributed.
And what was so cool was, like, that was just one of the factors of a 7 to 10 day trip this year. Like, in addition to that was great tuna fishing of what seemed like all sizes of fish. You could go down below and trophy hunt for a big one, or you could be somewhere else and have fishing for school size fish, and bluefin was still in the mix, and yellowtail on the beach. Like, it was everything that a fall long range trip is supposed to be.
Yeah, the bluefin factor now is even that much. It just adds that whole. So, mind you, you're going on your 11 day in October or November, and on the way down, you're fishing for, you know, 50 to 250 pound bluefin. And then, you know, the next
just
day.
Just think about that. 50 to 250 and all the gear that's required
and
for that.
Biting.
Yeah.
And biting.
And catching them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, both. And even better, not nighttime.
Yeah.
It's like daytime, you know, drifts, blowouts, you know, fly lines.
Yeah, pick a sardine out of the bait tank, cast it out, and catch a 200 pound tuna.
Right. Meanwhile, mixed in are, you know, 25 to 50, 60 pound yellowfin. They're right in there with those bluefin also. And then the next day you're fishing wahoo and beautiful Dorado, the greatest Dorado this year. How many of those beautiful, like 25 to 30 pound, is just jumbos, beautiful, great Dorado.
So, cool.
So those are mixed. So you got your big bluefin, you got your beautiful yellowfin, you got your Dorado, you got your wahoo, but your yellowtail, all the beach spots were loaded with yellowtail this year. Phenomenal yellowtail fishing. And then the big yellowfin down below, right?
Yeah, why not?
Those two.
I'll throw that in there.
Yeah. It's like going to the supermarket, man. Aisle 5.
You know, yeah. What a fun problem to have as an operator of, like, you know, you everything's at play. Like, you got, you know, you just figure out how many days you got and what you want to go take a shot at. It seemed like everything you got, it just felt like everything you guys took a swung at this year, you hit.
Pretty much.
That's pretty cool.
Was it every day? No, but there was a lot more days that there were, you know, guys were logging W's than L's.
I love it.
A lot more.
I love it. Yeah. And I bet that sure kept those knives sharp and moving at Fisherman's Processing. I swear every day, every morning I would come to work, it was just piles and piles and, totes and totes and totes getting loaded into the truck. And what a fun season this had to be.
Yeah, it was great. I think, you know, you can talk about masses and go from there, but the neat part for us was just the accomplishment of it's like, oh, the system's working. It's
exactly.
Done.
We've
got it. That's happening. Like, and just refining, you know, you're in year two and you get to refine what's happening and just make it as seamless as we can for the customer.
It's just such surreal timing that you came in and put the team together the way that you did and put your playbook together the way that you did. And then it just became that well-oiled machine. And then you were just greeted with unbelievable fishing and got to watch all your hard work pay off.
It's pretty exciting, and it's neat. The girls up front are like, wait, what's that one? I don't know. And then the girls leave the desk and run back and look at the shop. They're like, I've never seen that fish before, you know, and this is the biggest one. So they've already got like, all right, we're going to take note of that. And, you know, they just crack me up. They get the men in the lobby laughing so hard when they come in, and they'll have the giggles and they're laughing. They're like, we're just having a good time. How can I help you? You know, and we actually answer the phone, which is a novel thing, right?
Well, give us a rundown of what the process is like. How we, you know, we talk about it on Let's Talk Hookup all the time, but no one better to give us a rundown of the source when we want to. We're going on a trip, and we're going on one of these. We heard how crazy the fishing is. That's it. I'm going next year, and I just booked my spot on the Royal Star. Then what happens when we want to have that level of treatment of fisherman's processing?
Yeah, so I think the biggest choice is just deciding, do I want my fish that same day? Do I want it fresh that same day, or do I want to have it flash frozen in the walk-in and go from there? So once you've made that decision, you just give us a call or log on to the website. Fill out your customer profile, make a reservation, put a deposit down, and then you're entered into the queue for your boat. So you will fall in sequence by the order in which we receive your reservation. So first come, first serve. If you want to get in and out the fastest that day, make your reservation. You book on your boat, book with us, and that way you'll be right in the queue. We have some people that just come in and roll it over. They just came in last week.
They're
like,
yeah,
book me for next year. And we're like, absolutely. We'd love to have you back. You know, so I think once you have your reservation in, then it's really cute because some people are like, oh, I want to get this cut. What do you think? And they're ready to talk about their order from the beginning. I said, how about we decide that when we see what you catch? It'll be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Get your spot. We'll worry about everything else later.
You secure the spot. You secure the fish. Then we'll talk about your order.
I love that.
Exactly.
It's so cool. I have become a frozen fish guy. I love the idea. We get so wrapped up into how perfect that fish comes off the boat. You know, you guys on the deck side of thing, Tim, take such, you know, particular care of making sure the product is perfect and all these things. And so your gut always goes, well, of course I want it fresh. You know, it's fresh fish. The level of freeze that you guys can put on that fish and get it cold fast is so much different than what we can do at home when it goes into the chest freezer and we're trying to freeze all that. I've just learned that, like, the overall quality, I feel, is so much better to just let you take it, let you freeze it immediately after it gets cut and preserve that quality, and then you can take it out piece by piece by piece rather than trying to take two or three meals that are of the best fresh fish, but then the rest of them didn't get frozen in nearly the same level. I've become an all freeze guy.
Yeah, there is the miracle of that big giant walk-in freezer that's negative 10 degrees, and then the care that the team puts in putting your order together. We spread it out on these vented bread racks, actually, and then take it into the walk-in and freeze it for everyone. So it is it's a huge perk if you go it that way. We have a few customers. One that pops out to me is just an incredible fisherman, Phil Hashimoto. He always gets a same-day reservation. He takes a small portion of his order. We bring his whole order out. He takes what he wants for fresh at that point, has us freeze it, comes back within the 14-day window, picks up the rest of it flash frozen.
Love that.
And it works. And, you know, I just think that's a great way to go about it. You know, see your whole order, take what you want
that's
fresh,
cool.
And then let us freeze it for you.
Well, that's the best of both worlds there.
Yeah, just come back within
14
days. Yeah.
Because you don't have to freeze the entire catch. You can freeze a portion, half of it, whatever you want to do.
Exactly. And the only caveat that I say is that your whole order gets done, you take a look at it, and then we'll go from there. Because I do have customers come in, they're like, okay, I just want to take two fish and keep those fresh and
right.
Come from here.
I got it, yeah.
I don't want your order to get out of the queue with each other. So we process your entire order, then you can make a decision at that point. So there's plenty of options where we can customize it and go from there. And then other people do. Our smoke is incredible. Like, the team has just really honed the recipe on our smoke and our jerky and what's happening there. So that piece of the puzzle comes into play, too. If you want your specific fish smoked, that's going to be a little bit longer. But we can get your fresh out for you that day. It takes about 7 days for us to turn around your particular fish. But if you want to trade for what we already
right.
have done in the shop, you can leave quick. Like, your same day's done.
I love it.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's so cool. As you can hear, Corey, we just have such a fun show. So excited to have Tim and Marilyn here and just a ton to talk about.
I agree with you, man. Having Fisherman's Processing in the house and having Royal Star sport fishing, man. Nothing but good times.
Talking about
right? Exactly, man. All that Wahoo talk got me all fired up. And if you want to join us, you can do so. 833-288-0973. We've got the first hour on the fan. Second hour will be text only. But if you do want to text the show, Right now you can do so on the app, only on the app. It's an easy download. It says right there, text to show. It's a one-way message system that we get the message, and we'll be happy to read them. And enthusiasm. You
no
got
doubt.
Good things to say about Fisherman's Processing. And we're giving away a full Ooh. Day, right? I mean, gosh darn, Pete puts together some awesome stuff here. An overnight trip out of Fisherman's Landing. And I know we've talked about it in the past. Like if you wanted to, well, I mean, you kind of treat Carl kind of nice, right? I mean,
this is one of my favorite prizes that we get to give away. And it's so generous from Fisherman's Landing. And Tim, want to thank you for doing it. So one lucky caller or texter gets an overnight trip at a Fisherman's Landing. And this is good for any single boat that is running an overnight open party trip. So regardless of whoever your favorite boat is, if they happen to be online, run an open party overnight, there's a spot that you get to go. You pick the boat. You pick the time on an open party overnight trip. And Carl mentioned the same thing, too. If you wanted to pay the difference and bump that up to a day and a half, that's totally up to you to do that different. But, yeah, one lucky caller or texter, overnight trip out of any boat running open party at a Fisherman's Landing.
How cool is that, man?
Love it.
You said it perfectly, Rick, and we'll be right back on not only 97.3 The Fan, but YouTube, Facebook Live, and cameras down. But you can still join us on there. Just tune into the app. You can listen to us on the app. We'll be right back.
Experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada, a Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, breathtaking scenery and wildlife, warm community, and truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge. Just steps away from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris, you will be fishing pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook salmon, halibut, John Leancod, and more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty and wildlife. All of us at Haida Gwaii Safaris have exciting news. We now have our own charter flight to and from Sandspit out of Vancouver, making your trip easier than ever. We pride ourselves on creating unforgettable adventures that turn the first-time guests into longtime friends. You will come for the fishing and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please call 1-877-815-2892 or visit us at qcsafaris.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where unforgettable memories are made one catch at a time.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we'd love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Hi, Bob Hoos with Costa Sunglasses. If you've got young anglers in your life who are just getting hooked, Costa's got something made just for them. The new Next Gen collection is built for long days on the water and takes Costa's iconic performance for smaller faces. Check out Schoolie, Costa's first 8-base wrap for smaller profiles. And Street Heat, a bold everyday frame with micro side shields that keep glare and spray where they belong. Help the next generation see what's out there and protect what's out there. Available now at CostaDelMar.com and select retailers starting at $130.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. APCO's Crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. APCO's Crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on apco.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning and still trying to work on the little camera issues. I think it's going to be back to the old days of just enjoying and listening. We don't have the camera up and going, but we're still working on it. Hopefully we'll get lucky and that'll pop up. But in the meantime, just like Corey, you were saying, great show. And the phone lines are already packed solid. Tons of great texts coming. Everybody's excited to talk some fishing with us this morning.
Right, and one lucky texter caller, we're giving away a overnight trip out of Fisherman's Landing. Thank you, Tim, and totally stoked.
Yeah, you got it, man. Well, why don't we get us started off this morning? Let's start us off on the phones.
Let's go to Mike. Mike Cohn from Torrance. Good morning. Welcome. Let's talk about Mike.
Morning, Mary Lee and Tim and Rick and Corey. What a great combination you guys are. Tim, you've done so much with the Royal Star and the RSW for the fleet. Thank you, Mary Lee. You've rejuvenized that business there, and Let's Talk Hookup's been a part of my life and my family for 30 years. I just want to end 2025 with a a gracious thank you to all the captains and crews and friends that I fished with this year, all the opportunities of largemouth bass fishing and beach fishing and tuna fishing. And I just want to say thank you to everybody, and I hope you have a spectacular 2026. Happy New Year's, and go Chargers.
That's awesome, buddy. Well said, Mike. Appreciate that very much. That's great. I had a fun text I wanted to read. It said, good morning, guys. Always a wealth of knowledge, having Tim and Mary Lee. Your processing plant does such an incredible job processing the catch. I was hoping you could give us some insight into what's involved into training up your new processors to get them up to speed. Also, what have you found to be the life expectancy of frozen catch, especially bluefin, yellowfin, and yellowtail, when properly sealed in your 5-mil bag, which I'm such a huge fan of? And that's from Dan.
Oh, hi, Dan. Thank you. Let's see. I'll start with the lifespan. I'm going to start at the bottom of your questions and work my way up. So we actually, as long as that vacuum seal is intact and you haven't clunked it around inside your freezer and gone from there and popped the seal, we've had people honestly open a 2-year-old pack and it was just pristine. As long as it doesn't get freezer burn, the vacuum seal is intact. We've definitely had people enjoying beautiful fish 2 years later. Training our team up, you know what? It is, I think it's like any other business that's out there. It is a daily ritual. And part of it is just working your way up so you understand the process. Because I think what we've really introduced is just explaining to our team that how precious this fish is, how much the angler had to put into it to actually get it to us.
Yeah.
It's not just this carcass that got into the tote that we put the ice on. It's like, why do we put the ice on it? Why do we keep it at a certain temperature? How do we go after it? So kind of seeing the whole thing so they understand why there's these wide-eyed fishermen watching, making sure that the count is right in the window, sure, and going after it. And with that respect to the fish and to the angler that's there, then we start talking about the technique as far as wiping out the bags. You work your way up from bagging. Then you get, if you get the nod from Raymond and George, then you're going to get on the table. You'll start with portioning, then you'll work up all the way up to carcassing and go from there.
I love that. And I mean, you guys have done it for so many years. Have there been guys that were exactly as you say, that started as the bagger and now they're in a, you know, in a high end position behind one of the two masters on the table?
Yeah, we've got three guys that started with us 2 years ago. They're now on the table.
I love that. That's a cool story.
Yeah.
That's fun.
And I think you said it so, like, politically correct. I mean, just like from my heart. Serious. No, you mentioned a respect for the fish, you know, and that with the ice and.
Well, I mean, I gotta give an. Clearly, I'm a little bit. I like this guy a lot. And I was with him when he started introducing RSW, and we saw the difference between like that brine frozen fish and what you get from RSW. So for us to be able to like respect that, respect the work that went into it, and then give a table ready product that, you know, is there. Yeah. And for us, like, it's still also just to like talk to the customer and explain to him the things that might get in the way, because we've had customers think that we broke the fish, and I'm like, we don't break them. we cut them open, and sometimes it's just a potpourri, and you know, and it's so important. Like, the guys just want to get it on the boat. Sometimes the gaff goes right through that center chunk on the back of it, and that's going to impact the type of fillet we can get for you.
Sure,
but we will take a picture of that. We will communicate. We'll try to get it as high yield as we can. So that you can just go back and enjoy it with your family and friends. Yeah.
The kind of origin story of fisherman's processing is something that I like so much. And I've heard Tim talk about it over the years. And you had mentioned that the demand for high end processors was so high that there needed to be another outlet, but it was also a way for you to have a little bit of oversight of the last thing. And you guys do such a great job from, you know, when somebody calls in and starts talking to Tracy, to then being at the landing, and then the red shirts helping everybody on board the boat, and then your crew being so accommodating, and all of the things that you guys do and taking care of the catch. And then in the old days, you did all that hard work, and then it was just in somebody else's hands. And fisherman's processing was just a way of assuring that the very, very last thing that your customer had was a handshake by somebody who was on the team that cared for as much about that part of the process as everything else did.
I mean, you said it perfectly. And now, by the grace of God, Mary Lee, who she semi-retired, and then we
drug her back in,
pressed her to service almost immediately. But that is the final you know, yeah. The final component where we are 100% involved in, you know, intimately involved in every aspect of our anglers' voyages, all the way, and we're accountable.
Yeah.
100%. Like, yeah. There's no, you know, there's no, oh, you know, he did it, she did it. It's the buck stops here. You know, we are definitely accountable, and we love being accountable.
Right.
You know,
I mean, yeah, that's what,
like,
you wanted.
Exactly where, yeah, I want to be. That way, there's no, you know, it's like, got a question, I'm, you know.
Well, you're Huckleberry.
Yeah. That's right.
And Mary Lee mentioned the ice and the totes and the fish soak, you know, emerged in the ice.
Yeah.
Was there a boat doing that before you'd come?
No.
The Royal Star started.
That's right. Yeah.
Incredible.
We, like, we're, you know, I mean, we could go back in time and, you know, talk about the whole project. Going back to training the younger guys up, what an impact it has on our whole staff when they come down to the boat, and you guys see, when they come down to the boat and we're offloading the catch, and I'm still, you know, 40 years into it, I'm still the guy right there with the guys, sleeves rolled up and, you know, pitching fish off. And boy, God forbid one of those youngsters, you know, throws one of those fish and boom, it hits a car. Hey, man.
Yeah.
Like, no. We don't do it. Every single individual fish is treated with that kind of care, because we, from the time that fish is gaffed until, you know, it comes over the rail, we dispatch with a spike, we bleed it, we do the whole process. I mean, we are respecting that individual fish, and with the end product in mind.
Yeah.
You know, we want our anglers to have the most premium grade, you know, most beautiful reminder, the beautiful, you know, benefit of their voyage that, again, they can share with their family and friends. But when the new employees come in, the younger guys, when they see that we're that dedicated,
right, can't help
but rub off. And everybody, you know, projects that exact same enthusiasm for producing this beautiful product and you know, extending that service to our anglers, you know, it's contagious.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean? Everybody buys in. It's like, hey.
Well, and you don't have to buy in. It just becomes a part of the factor.
It's what it is. It's our culture.
Yeah. Right.
But you got to buy in. You know what I mean? Yeah. You got to see it to believe it. Yeah. You can't just have somebody up there pointing fingers and telling you, like, when everybody, and it's a real credit going back to the girls at the shop, be it Rachel up there, be it Jordan, be it Viviana, be it, like, everyone.
Everybody gets
it. Everybody, yeah. George in the line, Raymond, Nick now.
Zach.
There you go, Zach. All these guys, like, they're all bought in.
Yeah.
They all know that this is the way we do it because
we're the
premiums.
Yeah.
Well, and it matters.
Yeah.
It does. Every single one.
And we treat every boat with that respect when it's coming up there. It's like, if you want to bring it to the top, we're going to do it, but we're not going to, you know, drag it off and go from there. We,
yeah,
we really are grateful for the relationships we've had. It's kind of fun for me to be on the backside now, even though I've been with him forever, and plan on staying with him forever. but like our dear friends, like I down at H&M, we've got new anglers that I've never even met before, but like Andy Cates and I go way back, and then I've got Brian, and it's so funny. I like, people will come in and they'll talk about their cabin. I was like, well, they were in my wedding.
Yeah.
So cool.
Did you know this guy? I fished with him on this boat. Yeah, I've met him a time or two. Yeah.
Yeah. I do know him.
Yeah.
you're very lucky to be fishing with him.
I love that. Yeah. That's cool.
One of the things, I know we're going off on a tangent here, but one of the things that I really, really appreciate about Merrily coming in and changing the whole culture, but really focusing on the industry as a whole. So we're talking about Royal Star and Royal Starfish. Well, this service is available,
yeah,
to everybody, everyone. It doesn't matter if it's you coming in on your skiff,
or, right,
or, you know, the weekend warrior coming in on their skiff. If they make a reservation and, you know, I mean, hell, if they were here at the landing, I guess we would pick it up here, but a lot, yeah, of guys will take drop offs. But if you're on a local boat, you're on that overnight trip.
Totally.
As long as it gets into the daytime, we don't come down and do night pickups on a regular basis. If somebody prearranges something, we may, depending on a variety of factors, but the service is available to everybody. You're coming in your day and a half trip, your 3-day, you're on the Poseidon now, which is now at Fisherman's Landing. Love those guys. Steve's great.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to having a good season with those guys, but you're on, you know, I'm looking at it out the window here. You're on the Excalibur. You're on the Tradition.
Sure.
Whatever boat you're on, the service is available to you. You have that premier fish processing experience, the end product that is second to none, again, in those beautiful 5 mil bags that are just rock solid, that service now is available to everybody. The process is open to everybody. Call, make a reservation, go online, make a reservation, and you know, you're in the queue.
And yet again, that's one of the things that the streamlined process that you figured out how to make happen opened up to everybody. Because there was a time when the flow just wasn't as open, and it became, I mean, let's call it what it is. It became difficult to utilize Fisherman's Processing because it was just full and there was too many reservations and there was too much going on, and you just figured a way to make the flow so much so that it increased the availability to a lot more people and a lot more avenues.
Right. Organizationally, that was the key. There's a few pieces of the puzzle. You know, one, Marilee mentioned it briefly about the 14-day pickup period.
Right.
After 14 days, we charge a cold service or cold storage fee. Why do we do that? Not because we're raking it in on the cold storage. No, because we want your product out of there,
exactly.
Man. It moves it out of the freezer. So
I
we
don't
want
to make money on cold storage.
Yeah, so we can accommodate more product coming in. It keeps that turnover going back to the flash freezing. Hey, the more room we have in that freezer to spread the fish out so the wind blows on it, the better. But, you know, if the thing's packed up with fish to the ceiling all around it, we don't have as good a circulation. So there's a method to the madness.
Always.
There's a reason for everything. Making that service available to that many more, I lost my train of thought there, but anyway, making that service available to everybody was
huge.
That was by design.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just add, like, one of the things that's really benefited is that we have drop-offs. Like, the last time Royal Star came in, we actually had two guys come in. They got a swordfish when they were out, brought it in. They showed up at, like, 2 in the afternoon, which is normally, like, we're doing it, and we're like, no, we can't do same day, but we'll have it for you tomorrow morning. Okay. But they come in, and it's anybody off of a private boat, you're welcome. You can call us, you can make a reservation, or call us the day that you got it as you're coming in, and we'll make arrangements. We'll stay late. We're there for the customer if we can be.
If
you come in at night, keep your fish whole on ice, gill and gut it, and then bring it to us the next morning. Drop it off. We'll take care of you.
Those kill bags do such an amazing job of keep.
Awesome.
It's just such a difference than it was in the old days when you had an igloo cooler and guys were hacksawing heads and tails off to make it fit. Those kill bags do such a good job. Keep fish cold. You can ice. You can slurry. I mean, you can create as long as you need to keep that fish preserved on hold. You can do it. I mean,
you just said it best. It's like a Frankenstein thing, the hacksaw out in the parking lot, my chopping.
Oh yeah.
Let me
mention this. I got my train of thought back. What I want to say. So we were talking about the reservation thing. There's really the reservation is such a key part of the process. And you know, you mentioned it that, you know, the process would be all full up. Well, we just do the straight capacity. I mean, you can only process so much fish. And again, focusing on the care that we put into the product, we are limited at a certain point in capacity. It's a lot. You know, I mean, it's going to take a lot for us to get there. But making those reservations, we have to manage, you know. We
plan for it.
Yeah,
manage what could happen. So we do cap it. And especially in those impacted times of the year, summertime, you know, big days when multiple long range boats are getting in, you throw a good local fishing on top of that.
Yeah.
Processors hit capacity. So making that reservation is actually really important. Now, do you have to make a reservation to be a Fisherman's Processing customer? No. No, we'll take walk-ups. We will.
And want it same day?
Yeah.
That's the way to guarantee your sponsor.
Yeah,
exactly.
If you want to guarantee you'll have that processing available, hey, make your reservation. It's a $100 deposit, which goes towards your fish processing. Or if you don't catch fish, we refund it. And then we had to refund a lot of them last year early.
We try not to say that, though.
Yeah, but I mean, whatever it happens, we all know. I mean, you know, hey, bluefin are a four-letter word in a lot of nights. A lot of nights. Yeah, maybe condensed into a four-letter word. Let me put it that way.
They can.
But anyway, it's really key. Make that reservation ahead of time. That way your spot is guaranteed. You have that assurance.
And we can
plan for it.
Totally.
Like what Tim's saying is it was such a guarantee because, like, a lot of this RSW fish, it was really for long-range fishermen, right?
Yeah.
That's where it was. So some of the long-range fishermen aren't doing the reservation because they're like, oh, they'll always take us.
Yeah,
there's room for us where we go through.
I got in last year.
Well, now we've got the local guys. Like, we've got a whole customer base that's in. They're like, oh, there's a spot. Like, and they're taking those same-day spots because there's only so many same day spots that we can get through. We'll do our best to hit capacity and go after it. But I just recommend if the second that you book, then you book your reservation.
Just book it with the processor.
We preach it on here all the time. The second you're done making a reservation, the next phone call needs to be to Fisherman's Processing.
And even if you want us to ship it or to have us flash freeze it, like, it just is going to get you in the queue in the right place. And it eases your mind, actually, when you get to the top of the dock. You're burned out.
Everything's taken care of.
Like, you stayed up all night. It's all there.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
We're right there. Rachel and Jordan are just going to put you at ease. They're going to take your order. We're going to get it in and go from there.
It's crazy how fast the world comes back to you when the boat hits the dock. You know, it's such a crazy place. When the dock lines come off and that boat goes away, like, the world just really stops, and emails aren't flooding you, and problems aren't hitting you, and you're just worried about picking a good bait and making a good cast and catching your fish. But boy, when that boat comes back, all of a sudden, oh my God, did this happen? I better make sure those emails got taken care of. Like, all of a sudden, there's a whole lot to deal with, and not worrying about your fish is sure nice.
Yeah, just remember to check in with us before you go take your emails and everything, because that's another thing with the anglers. They're like, well, wait a minute, I already loaded up my car. It's like, yeah, you didn't check in. We've been waiting for you.
Yeah, so fun.
We need to see you, so make sure you check in when you get into it.
That's good stuff, Mary Lee. We're going to be right back, and let's talk hookup more with Mary Lee and Tim Extra when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at Fine Tackle Dealer.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3, and you'll be back. Trips go fast, so check Red Rooster 3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com. Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1970, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having so much fun in the world headquarters here, and just such a beautiful day after the rain, and just having a good time with Mary Lee and Tim. If you want to join us, got a little bit more time on the fan at 833-288-0973. There's a line for you there. You can text us via the app. We got a special caller, Rick.
Yeah, we got Captain Frank Lopresti's on the line. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Tim, Mary Lee, everyone. Hey, I just want to add a few comments, and I just tuned in about 10 minutes ago, but, you know, Fisherman's Processing is amazingly well organized. That freezer, Tim has put in a tremendous amount of work in there. It's a huge freezer, but when you come in, they know right where your product is. It is so organized, it's amazing. And you know, let me make it clear, Tim's a minor part of this thing, because Mary Lee is the brain. Mary Lee is an amazing manager. She has three ladies up front that are so pleasant and so friendly. It's fun to go in there. And that's about all I got to say. They do an amazing job, okay?
Man, I couldn't agree more, and it's just really fun. It's really fun to watch all that hard work come to fruition. It's just...
It is, I don't have a better word for it. It's such a well-oiled machine when you walk in there. And my boys think it's the coolest place in the world because the girls at the front desk are so sweet. Every time we go in to pick up fish or drop something off, they're running through and they think it's a snack haven. And like, there's girls that are giving hugs. Like, yeah, it's just the atmosphere that you create is something real special in there. It's really cool.
It certainly is.
Frank,
you guys have a good day.
Appreciate the kind words, buddy, very much. And boy, I gotta say it was fun talking with Frank the other day and watching what's happening, Tim. And I know you've seen the same with this wintertime half day fishing that's going on at the landings. It is like a feel that is busier than June in the middle of December. And watching these catches of the dolphin going on, it's the guys behind the counter have like a running bet with each other on how quickly this past week of fishing, like how quickly the guys are going to call in with limits of fish. And like, you know, I bet we get the call at 7:45 and I'll bet you $2 that it comes at 8:15. And it's crazy. The rate of fishing that's going on right now.
The Bonita. How about the size of them? The size of them.
Legit.
Beautiful.
It's so cool.
Yeah. I think I've boggled my mind all these years where we just see all this bonita around. There's just tons and tons of it, and it's either right here on our doorstep, or we see just giant schools of it down there. Let's say west of San Martin between Calnet, and up above there, San Jose. There's just miles and miles of bonita, and I'm like wondering like, the hell aren't we catching them here, So
yeah. And here it is.
Whatever that little shift, whatever it was, they're not only here, but they're biting. That's, that's the other part. We see big old schools of bonita out in the 9 Mile Bank or wherever. You couldn't catch one to save your life. They're just snub their noses. So what a refreshing opportunity this is. And normally, you wouldn't think that it would happen in December, November. But, what is normal? There is no such normal anymore. Like we said, we're the kind of fishing that's going on down below, although we've seen that plenty. I mean, this is a great time of year. It always has been.
Yeah, it really is.
You get that off year where cold water goes down and kind of wipes everything out. That happens too. But more often than not, it's one of the reasons on Royal Star, like we're on a 4-day right now, the traditional after Christmas trip that we switched it back to a 7-day for the following year. For those all you guys listening, that's just a great trip to go on.
Yeah, big time.
But we added another, we talked about this last time I was on, remember, we've added those 12 days in January.
Yeah.
We used to always do 2 12 days in January. And you think, oh, too late for the ridge, too late. It's not.
Not
it's
at all.
It's actually insane fishing, especially you get down those lower banks between Mag Bay and Cabo. Aleos Rocks is way into play still. And now with all that bluefin, this pattern of this bluefin sliding back down, and that bluefin is swimming around and available pretty much all winter long. It's down there and be it somewhere outside what we call the beach, Sunshine Hippolito, down there a little bit farther west of Uncle Sam Bank. We're seeing it all winter long.
And you're catching it the same way you would when it lives off of San Clemente. Daytime fly line plunkers, sinker rig fish, night fish, jig fish at night.
And at night, too. Because I was going to say they're still available at night, although they seem to be a lot more willy in the daytime down there.
Oh, what a shame. What a bummer that is.
Nothing quite like we were on our way down the last trip, and yes, I always kind of got word there were some bigger ones seen. So we had the big fish guys, Mr. Yamada from CalStar, and some of the other guys who really appreciate fishing those big ones. Anyway, we took a little bit of a side trip. Let's go check it out and see. We drove through an awful lot of it. For a long way. Finally, I was like, let's just give this one a try, man. And we blew this thing up, Ricky. I'm telling you, even I wasn't ready for it. It was like, they were like 250, 200 to 300.
Wow.
And it wasn't like, one boil way back. It was just a detonation, man.
Oh, my God.
Like 100 of them at the same time came up. And just like, I don't quite know how to describe it. Like, everybody just screaming. I look out the window and just, holy shit.
Like, a lot of man screaming happening.
It looked like bombs going off. Like, it's like, like the World War II movie. Just depth charge is going off. Just gnarly.
You think about the violence that a 300-pound tuna can have, and then multiply that by 100 fish.
And they were fired up. Again, it wasn't way back there. Those things marched up. They were blowing out 50 feet behind the boat like that. It was just like, oh, my
God. That's cool.
Yeah.
And you had a group that could really appreciate that and then do something with it when they did hook one.
Yeah,
like,
we made good on it. We did.
That's so cool. Yeah, Alpha. Right. Chris was telling us about that trip. What is it like to be on the Royal Star with 13 people, you know, at the back of the boat? Like, what must that be like?
It's pretty comfortable.
Yeah. People get lost, you know?
Yeah, and everyone on that voyage is, you know, it's got a really exclusive feel to it, but these are like, you know, it's like our good friends.
Your buds, I'll bet.
For, you know, 25 years, 30 years, and everybody knows what to do. It's just magic.
I'll bet.
You
know, that's really
absolutely
cool.
Absolutely magic. Yeah. How about that? So you got the big fish guy. The first stop of the trip, we had 4/2. They were like 225 to 250.
Wow.
First stop of the trip, we had a puny 195, you know.
Crazy.
You know, the first stop, very first by the time we put lines in the water.
How do you like to be the guy that's got a 195 and everybody shakes your, well, that's a bummer, bud. You know, yeah, too bad you didn't get one of the big ones like the rest of the guys.
Sorry about that.
How fun. Well, as you can hear, the phones are packed. It's been a very busy morning. Let's jump back into them, Corey.
Let's do that, Rick. How about Alex? Alex calling from San Carlos. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Alex.
What's up, Alex?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I know we were kind of just starting to touch on it, but I was going to ask about Bonita. So I just really wanted to see what everybody's favorite way or best practices for harvesting Bonita and how everybody likes to cook them, how to bleed them out properly. What are you guys' thoughts on that?
What a great call.
Right.
Yeah. I think when you bleed them, the best thing to do, clip the gill, and then that membrane that's behind the gill rakers, just you can either use a knife or just your finger and break that membrane. That'll bleed them out. I mean, if you're not going to – I don't know how – you know, if you're on a skiff or a private boat, you can bleed them out and then ice them that much better. If you're on one of the local boats – and you can either hang them, or if they have an RSW tank, obviously they go down the RSW. It's great.
Remember old school Tim having the loops of twine? Yeah, the loops of twine to hang around the tail and hang it on the gunny sack hook.
Well, it made a difference.
Oh, with the Bonito, 100%. Yeah. It will.
But those things, you know, I mean, they were always considered a second-class citizen. Boy, you put one of those things, bleed it out, put it in the RSW tank. Oh, my gosh, man.
Yeah. It's a different level.
They're delicious. Yes. They are.
It's one of the things that again, like the new era of appreciating fish care and appreciating the harvest that you have has made such a difference of, and boy, you said it best. And in terms of preparation, if you can find a way to eat that without adding heat to it, it's one of the best fish there is, man. Like it makes supreme poke and sashimi. Like it would rival anything that you would put it up against. It's so good.
Yeah, 100%.
A little agua chile or
ceviche. It's sweet. It's like sweet melt in your mouth, crazy good. I love it.
And it takes like a 4 to 6 pounder to make that happen, right? Yeah, like the fattiness.
For sure. Yeah.
And so what they're catching is right on target. Hey, we're going to be right back an entire another hour. We're going to be on the Let's Talk Cook Up app, YouTube, Facebook Live. And we're going to say bye to the 97.3 fan. We're going to be back with more Tim and Mary Lee Extra.
Hey, guys, this is Ollie Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure. No obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com. And we'll see you on the water.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Searcher Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2400. That's searchersportfishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?